بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة نور، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Ulama Ikram, my brothers in Islam, and those listening, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam and Iman. We praise Allah Ta'ala for making us Muslims and from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Deen is easy, Shariat is easy to understand and practice upon. Respected elders, before I discuss the topic that everything that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us, every quality that Allah has given us is good. Every quality Allah Jalla Majdahu has given us, every quality is good. But just before that, Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with Jummah. Ibn Qayyum says that if we make our Jummah properly and we respect the day of Jummah, and we fulfill the rites of Jummah, then inshallah the whole week will be good. And if we fulfill the rites of Ramadan and we spend the Ramadan properly in accordance with Sharia, then inshallah the whole month, the remaining month, 11 months, we hope that Muslim will behave properly. And he goes on to say that if a person makes his Hajj properly and Hajj in accordance with Sharia, he fulfills the rites of Hajj, then inshallah his entire life will be spent properly. So the rationale and the logic we gather from this is that Jummah is the important day for the week, and Ramadan is the important month amongst the months, and Hajj is once in a lifetime. So weekly, if we make our Jummah properly, then the whole week will be good. And monthly, if the month of Ramadan is spent valuably, then inshallah the remaining 11 months will be good. And since Hajj is a once in a lifetime it is for us, then alhamdulillah, if we do it properly, our entire life will come in accordance with the Sharia of Islam. Respected elders, also one small masala, that as soon as the Zawal time finishes, the Zawal time ends, then you can perform your Sunnat Muakkadah. You do not have to wait now for the azan to go. Then perform the sunnat Muakkadah. And whilst, for example, typical today, Zawal is over, and then you started performing your sunnat Muakkadah, and azan started, no problem. You don't have to wait. We have got some educational upbringing that no, Jummah time, even if you're in the masjid, you wait. Wait for the azan.
then you perform the sunnah muaqidah. Purpose of azad is what? To follow you in the masjid. You're in the masjid already. Nevertheless, respected elders, Allah is merciful, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our creator, Allah has given us qualities. And these qualities, if we use it properly, then it is good. And on one side we have got quality, and another side we have got sin. Sin is a result of misuse of the quality. When we do not use the quality as Allah Jalla Majdahu wants us to use the quality, that quality transforms and becomes sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us immunities, faculties, capabilities, capacities, potentialities. Allah has blessed us. Allah has given us the ability to see. And with this ability to see, He has given us something that no other creation has got. Allah has given us power of choice. So a man can now see what is good or see what is bad. And that is why there is a day of accountability and judgment. Allah has not left us alone. Allah has given us the ability and said, now see where my servant is going to use it. Is he going to see the right thing or the wrong thing? He sees the right thing, he gets reward. He sees the wrong thing, he will get punishment. He seeks forgiveness, he is saved. Allah has given us the ability to hear. So a person can now listen to that which is good, that which is permissible, that which is laudable. He can listen to Quran, he can listen to zikr, he can listen to praises of Allah, he can listen to bayanat. Also, he can listen to gossiping, slander, backbiting. He can listen to music. And generally, the person who listens to music will have double standards in his life. Because this is a quality, according to the hadith, listening to music is the quality of a hypocrite. Just observe around you, the person who listens habitually to music, he'll have a slippery tongue, he'll have a glib tongue, he'll have a forked tongue, he'll have double standards, you cannot trust him. Why? Because this is the nahusat of listening to music. Allah has given us ability to speak. So this ability, we can use it to say the right thing. Quran tilawat, make zikr, speak nice. But similarly, with the same tongue, we can swear, abuse, criticize, be vulgar, gossip, backbite, slander. Respected elders, now these are our senses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the senses, some other time I'll discuss with you, and has restricted everything. Nevertheless, Allah has blessed us, for example, He's given us the ability to forget, which I want to discuss with you. Allah has blessed us, given us qualities, forgetfulness, jealousy, hatred, anger. These qualities, generally we feel that these qualities are not good. All these qualities are good. Miserliness, good quality. Fear, good quality. Why? Because generally what we're hearing, that, no, you're generous, you're a good person. You're hospitable, you're a good person. But no one is saying this, that every quality that Allah has given us is good. And that is the fact. See, forgetfulness. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never bless us with this quality of forgetfulness. There's an Arabic saying, Al-insan murakkabun min khata wa nisyan. That man is made up of khata, mistake, and forgetfulness. Every man. Respected elders, the child that is growing up in your house, be it your son, daughter, nephew, niece, grandson, that the mother beats up the child, admonishes the child, physically shout, whatever method, after a few minutes the child forgets. Can you imagine if the child did not forget? You think the child will go back to the mother? Daily you are seeing this happening in your homes, that the mother, out of affectionate, for discipline, to train the child, she admonishes the child. Either verbally, physically, whatever method. But within few minutes, the child is back in the mother's arms. Child forgets. This is the quality Allah has blessed the child. And you and I were children. Can you imagine that everyone has experienced this. Sometime in your life, some near dear person in your life passed away. Some person whom you love passed away. Father, mother, brother, sister, someone who you loved passed away. And when that news reached you, your heart like stopped. Your brain cannot function. Your knees began to move. And then you were stuck to the ground when the news hit you. And your tears began to flow. And you were not even focused. You know, what happened? What has happened? My near, dear one is gone. But just a few hours later, now you come to terms with it. You know, something's happening. Now reality dawns. Then after 1-2 days, 3 days, Shariat has allowed mourning official, then you mourn and you grieve. You're sorrowful, you cry, you weep. And come 10 days down the line, 20 days down the line, no matter how beloved that person was, it's going away from the mind. It moves away. What the quality of forgetfulness Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, that is coming into play now. And we're forgetting. And half year down the line, respected elders, sometimes you completely forgot. 1 year down the line, you completely forgot, you lost your near and dear one. Similarly, that sometimes what happens, the phone call comes, your premises has been robbed, factory burned down, house burgled. What happens to your mind? What happens to your heart? What happens to you? You freeze up literally, and the loss is right in front of you. But after 3 months, 4 months, you forget about it. Sometimes you ask a person, you tell him, oh, I heard about your loss. The person doesn't even know what you're talking about. Why? Allah has blessed us with this quality of forgetfulness. Now we forgot. Can you imagine if we did not have this quality of forgetfulness, what should have happened? Every quality that Allah has given us, every ability that Allah has given us, Allah has blessed us. One person, he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they both saw a leper, a person who was suffering from leprosy. Now, there are different levels of leprosy. And one level of leprosy is when the skin comes out. And another level is when the body parts come off. And just thinking about it, you wonder how that person is surviving. How is he managing? And that person told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that how unfortunate and what difficulty that person must be undergoing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this is a very fortunate person. And this, what we call positive thinking. And these days, what the Western world has done, they have created one whole topic called positive thinking. And they come and market it, and we Muslims attend the conferences and seminars that pay thousands of money, rands on it. And this is positive thinking. The mere fact that I'm telling you all these qualities in us are good, that's positive thinking. And Islam wants us to be positive. Not that every time you think, oh, I'm a Muslim, oh, I'm so bad a Muslim, I'm going to Jahannam directly. No, no. Every Muslim, inshallah, will go to Jannah. Make one effort to it. Nowadays, you meet people, they're depressed. oh, I'm such a bad Muslim, I'm going hell, headlong into hell. No such thing. Inshallah, we make some effort, we will go into Jannah. And Allah is always forgiving us. Someday I will talk to you how merciful is Allah and how He is waiting for us. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, see, he has the ability to go to toilet. Just imagine if he did not have the ability, or you and I did not have the ability to go to toilet. What should have happened to you? What should have happened to us? How blessed we are that Allah is allowing us to pass out urine and stool. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate is that we are. Allah is giving us the ability to go to toilet. See, respected elders, that anger is the quality every person has got, and every person should have, and every person must have quality of anger. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi goes to the extent of saying that the person who does not have anger is a hermaphrodite. Check up what is hermaphrodite in the dictionary later. Respected elders, that if you, the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will explain the quality of hatred is good and the quality of anger is good. That when you see something wrong, then stop it by your hand. What are you displaying there? You are displaying hatred for that wrong action. And you are displaying anger in that wrong action. And if you cannot stop it by your hand, then say something. Respected elders, and if you cannot say something, then feel hurt in your heart. Zalika azaful iman, that is the lowest of iman. So both qualities are coming in there into play. And there is a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that quality of a Muslim is that he loves for Allah and he hates for Allah. Clearly, hates for Allah. So that means hatred is good quality, provided we hate for Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see evil, transgression, oppression, you see flagrant sin being perpetrated, open transgression, then you feel hurt about it and you feel hatred against it. That is why the ulama ikram say that don't hate the kufr. Don't hate the person, hate the kufr in the person. Don't hate the person, hate the sin in the person. When we have this attitude, then we stop fighting. Because you are hating, you are dividing. This is the person, this is the sin. I hate the sin, I don't hate the person. Let me negotiate with the person so that he can leave the sin. Let me talk to him. That is why we have to be open-minded. And we have to have a broader, good heart. Talk to everybody. And tell him, listen, we like you, but the sin is wrong. So hatred is coming there. And also, what's coming there? Anger. Respected elders, that if you do not get angry, and you see something, one snake is in your house, what are you going to pet it? Very nice snake this is. Come bite me, very good. This, that. Show the quality of love to the snake, affectionate to the quality. A stupid person that is. He has to show quality of anger now. He has to be courageous now. You have quality of miserliness. You know, miser. When you talk of a miser, then immediately you say, oh, miser, this is not good quality. Whereas Quran al-Kareem, Allah Jalla Majduhu talks about the person who is generous and the person who is a miser. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example and He says that do not become a miser and hold your hand at your throat. Meaning that you are pressing yourself, you're choking yourself, you are not being generous. And then in the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks that don't open your hand to such an extent that you become wanting. That you become wanting. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that give, but don't give so much that you become a beggar. What is the quality there? Miserliness. That you have to control yourself. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be generous. So, every quality, now go and examine, write down the qualities, and then realize, if you misuse the quality of passion, and turn it into uncontrollable lust, that leads to adultery and fornication. The quality of passion is in everybody. That is why there is marriage. That is why there is four marriages. Quality is there. Allah is catering for it. But when you take it out of control, this quality which is good becomes haram in adultery, fornication, lesbianism and homosexuality. So the quality starts off as good. But man, because of his misplacement, because of his abuse, because he does not know how to use it, because he puts it in the wrong place, he destroys it. So the rule, alhamdulillah, is that every quality, for example, fear. Fear, you have to have fear. Otherwise, you'll go and jump and use the wrong road. If someone tells you, don't use that road there, there are decoys there, there are robbers there, there is shooting going on there, there is fighting going on there. They say, no, I've got no fear. Go there, what do you want to do? You stupid fellow. So quality of fear is holding him back. Natural quality of fear is holding him back, that I cannot go in that road, there are bullets flying there, there is trouble there, there is difficulty there. What is holding him back? Fear. Fear, same thing, cowardice. Cowardice is good quality. You thought cowardice is bad quality. Cowardice is holding him back, not allowing him to go and destroy himself and commit suicide there. So every quality, look at it from a positive angle, that every quality Allah has given us is a good quality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman and power of choice. Choose where you ought to go, Jannat or Jahannam. You ought to go Jannat, make your salat regularly. Act on the faraiz, act on the wajibat, hold upon the sunnah, you the saint of the time. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.